I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Terrible rain and flooding across the central U.S. have wrecked fields and delayed planting, with some farmers leaving normally productive land fallow this season. Meanwhile, U.S. farm exports from soybeans to apples have been hit with retaliatory tariffs in the ongoing trade war. Today, we'll get the latest data on how all of this is affecting the prices farmers get for crops. It's in the Agriculture Department's World Agriculture Supply and Demand Report today. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
USDA's June report provides a snapshot of farm country as spring planting gets underway. And the picture hasn't been pretty, as shown recently on Channel 8 News in Des Moines.
The fields are just drenched.
Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart.
We've had flooding along our rivers and streams, very wet, soppy conditions, and it's made it very difficult to plant.
Which will likely lead to low yields of corn and soybeans. Now, ordinarily, less supply would push up crop prices for farmers. But there's trouble on the demand side, says Bruce Babcock at UC Riverside. Export volumes and prices are down because countries like China and Mexico have imposed retaliatory tariffs on U.S. farm products.
So the trade climate, that's the biggest uncertainty for farmers.
Some of that uncertainty could ease if President Trump and Chinese President Xi can reach a trade deal when they meet later this month. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.